Yankees and the Red Sox in the Bronx. Matt Holliday back in action for the first time since August 4th. He and his mates would take on Drew Pomeranz, who has a 14-start unbeaten streak. But in the bottom of the second, Chase Headley is clearly not impressed.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Chase Headley, who's had a lot of trouble from the right side, has turned that around in the second half. Headley is deadly. You can bank on Chase. He homers to left, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
Swing and a miss.
Well, Tanaka's slip finger out of the strike zone. I mean, it just you talked about it, Coney, the hit and miss rate, and it just the average against, and it just right at the end.
Strike three, Lynn down looking. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one man left. We're halfway through. It is 1-0, Yanks. 100 pitches for Pomeranz. High drive, left field. Benintendi back, looking up. See ya! A long three-run home run from Matt Holliday. And the Yankees lead 4-1. It is a holiday weekend.
I tell you what, a welcome sight. And I tell you, he's had two good at-bats before that. He's just missed balls. And a third time's a charm. And you can see the excitement of the Yankee players. Get a guy back that can help you. Big inning so far for the Yankees. A big three spot.
Here's Tanaka's 2-1. Grounded in the infield. Torres backhands, crosses body, throws in time. Nice play. Didi was there. The three infielders on the right side. Torres cut in front, backhanded, and threw immediately. Pitch to Sanchez. Hit on the ground, wide to third, and it goes off Devers' glove into shallow left. It's a base hit and an RBI. Ellsbury scores, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
Yankees earn the 5-1 win as they clinch the season series versus Boston. In his last seven starts versus the Red Sox, Masahiro Tanaka is 3-2 with a 2.42 ERA. And Matt Holliday went deep in his first game back since August 4th as the Yankees clinched the season series against the Red Sox following a 5-1 win Saturday in the Bronx. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
I mean, just a huge hit force set up by, you know, Didi getting on and Headley having a really, really good day as well. But we've missed that from Matty. I mean, he was such a great run producer in the first half, and we've missed it the second half.
Even though he's a veteran guy, when you miss 26 games due to injury, is there something to be said to coming back and having an immediate impact?
Yeah. I mean, I think it means that he went about his business the right way and tried to get right. And, again, that's a huge hit.
When you talk about Headley, he had that one bad month, but since then he has been very good. Do you feel like he's almost kind of flown under the radar offensively a little bit?
Yeah, not for us. But I think so, yeah, because there's been a lot of attention paid to Aaron and what Sanchez has done the second half as well. But Head has been a big part of this. And, again, it goes back to his unselfishness, willing to do anything that we've asked him to do and being a real team player.
Brendan.
How did Hicks get hurt and what's the severity?
He's having an MRI, I think, as we speak. But that catch in center field he made right before I took him out. So it's the other side. I don't know what exactly it means. I don't know if he felt it as much as the last one. I just got the report that he felt something, and he's in an MRI tube.
Over here. Three guys right here.
Joe, I know they're all big games, but when you look at tomorrow night, what kind of game is that?
I mean, it's a big game. Obviously, it's really big. You know, you set your sights on winning series every time you go out, and obviously we need more help than that. But, you know, tomorrow's a big game.
Joe, how important has it been for you to get Tanaka right, you know, these last three starts as he came back from the shoulder fatigue?
Really important. And you can really look back at about the last 10 starts that have been really good. But it's been really important. I mean, he's the guy that has led our staff the last few years. And we needed to get him back, and he's back on track and throwing the ball really well.
Right behind you, Dan.
Joe, with Bird at first and Frazier and Headley and now Holliday back, Has Chase done so much where he you kind of have to get him in there now.
I'm going to have to find ways to keep him in the lineup. And, you know, I'll be able to do that. I'm not worried about that. You know, we'll look at it. He'll play tomorrow somewhere. You know, he's one of the guys that's had success off of Sale, and I'll get him back in there.
Meredith and Joel.
Joe, with Tanaka, what was it about his stuff today that made him so effective?
I just think his location was really good. I think his slider was really good. His split was really good as well today. Used his fastball down in the zone effectively. Just really good command.
Joe.
It was essentially going to be that. Is that the key for this run here that Tanaka has had, the stuff you just were talking about?
Yeah, it's the consistency of the two pitches, the slider and the split, and the command of his fastball. And you know, he has two different ones. He's going to cut one, too, but he's had pretty good command of that. So, you know, for so many pitches or pitchers, it's, you know, the consistency of your stuff and, in a sense, living on the edges, you know, not getting too much of the plate. You know, if you're going to miss, I've always said you're better off missing by about 15, 16 inches than a couple. And his command has been really good.
Bob.
At any point did you think that happened for Holiday? I mean, he was on the DL for an extended period of time, didn't seem to be making progress.
Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, we felt like he could get back because he's dealt with these type of things before. We weren't sure when, but, you know, we knew that we had to be patient because the importance of him to our club and what he's done in the past and being in this situation before, you know, because he's been in so many playoff runs that it was important to be patient.
Joel and Dan.
Joe, it seems like your rotation is rolling a bit now. You're sending out three or four guys pretty regularly who are pitching well.
Yeah.
What do you think that means for the last 30-odd games trying to make a seal a playoff spot here?
Well, I think it's as important as anything. Just as important as our offense. I mean, that's really important, too, because it's hard to win games 10-9 every day. I mean, it just really is. So the effectiveness of our rotation is really important.
Joe, what's the difference with Tanaka when he's effective like he was today and only strikes out three as opposed to, you know, his normal games where he's pitched well and
this is
a higher strikeout level?
Yeah, this is a team that makes a lot of contact. I mean, that's the difference in this team than some of the other teams that we face. Guys put the ball in play, and so they made him work, but he made his pitches and got a lot of ground balls.
And I know you've talked about how important Robertson is to the bullpen. Given his experience in big games, probably more so than – almost anyone in your bullpen, does that make him even more important?
Yeah, I mean, I think that does make it important. Robbie was around here a long time when we were in the playoffs and making our runs, so I think it is important. You know, and then Chappie has the experience. It was really good to see Chappie throw a really good inning the other night. So these guys are really important to us.
In his first game back since August 4th, Matt Holliday drilled a tie-breaking three-run homer in the sixth inning off Red Sox starter Drew Pomerantz to put the Yankees on top for good. Holliday spoke to the media after the Yankees took down the Red Sox 5-1.
Just looking to try to get inside it and hit a fly ball to the outfield and make sure to get that run home, obviously, in a tie game. First priority is to try to get the run home from third.
You missed 26 games due to injury. First home run since July 15th. I have to imagine it felt pretty good to barrel up the ball right there.
Yeah, you know, I think to get a chance to help us win a game, to get a chance to help us beat Boston, I'm thankful to be back and feeling good and get a chance to contribute. So it was fun.
Could you have asked for much more from Masahiro Tanaka today?
He pitched great. No, you can't ask for anything more than you know, seven plus innings and one run against a really good team. So he pitched a huge game for us.
Much like his teammate CC Sabathia, Masahiro Tanaka has also had his way with the arch-rival Red Sox as of late. In his last seven starts against the Red Sox, Tanaka is 3-2 with a 2.42 ERA. Tanaka spoke to the media after the Yankees 5-1 victory.
Yes, I think he's right. I think I was able to command my fastballs pretty well. And I also think that I was able to locate some of my off-speed stuff low in the zone as well. So both of those, I think, were the key of the, helped me get through this game.
You mentioned the off-speed stuff. Did you feel like the slider and split were particularly sharp today?
Yeah, I think the splitter was there. It had some good bite to it, but not particularly for the slider.
Masahiro, this is a series that pretty much everyone in here has called the biggest of the year. How much pride do you take in coming through in a game like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's huge. You know, I think it was a collective effort. And as a team, I think we did a great job of coming through this important game.
The Yankees send Luis Severino to the mound on Sunday night. He'll be opposed by Chris Sale.